Whistler and the more expansive sea-to-sky region are known for a few things: beautiful, striking mountains, the best ski resort in North America, and, of course, costly real estate. Finding a good deal for housing is a challenge across British Columbia, as property prices have soared to record-setting heights across the province. Yet a few more affordable properties remain in the sea to sky. Here are some of the cheapest freehold properties for sale in the sea to sky and wider region this month. These listings were found on rue.ca. Whistler. Finding an affordable freehold property is incredibly difficult in Whistler. If you're hoping to own your single-family dwelling, the resort municipality currently has no properties under $1 million, with only a handful of properties available for under $2 million. The cheapest single-family home on the market in the resort is 9179 Emerald Drive in the Emerald Estates neighborhood, which is listed for $1,995,000. This 1,753 square featuring, three-story home was built in 1994 by longtime locals, and features two bedrooms, two full bathrooms, a loft, and a large suite with 1.5 bathrooms and its own laundry. As of May 12, the property had been on the market for under a week, and is assessed at $1,964,000, a 15% increase from last year. The property's land makes up most of the value, at $1,641,000 to the building's $323,000. It last sold in 1989 for $63,500. Squamish continues to remain significantly more affordable than its neighbor to the north. However, like Whistler, no single-family homes are listed for under $1 million. The cheapest house for sale in Squamish this month is 38,817 Buckley Avenue, with an asking price of $1,089,000. This 1249 square ft. Rancher-style home has three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a gas fireplace, a decently sized living room, a kitchen, and three sheds in an expansive yard. Built in 1947, the property is valued at $1,294,000, an increase of 6% over the previous year. Land makes up most of the property's value, accounting for $1.18 million. The remainder comes from the 76-year-old building. Pemberton Valley. The Pemberton Valley is in a significantly better position than its neighbor to the south for affordable housing, perhaps one of the main reasons why the village, located 25 minutes away from Whistler, has grown by one of the highest percentages in the province in recent years. The village of Pemberton gained 32% more people between 2016 and 2021, and with numerous new housing developments in the zoning process, the growth doesn't seem to be slowing down. The cheapest single-family home in Spud Valley is 1406 Poplar Street, a 2057 square ft. home next to the expanding BC Hydro substation. The property was built in 1997 and is listed for $1,099,000, and includes three bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms, along with a separate one-bed and bath nanny suite. The property has been on the market for 49-plus days and is assessed at $1.1 million, a 17% increase from the previous year. It last sold in 2020 for $707,000. Lillooet. For some affordability context, on the other side of the coastal mountains in Lillooet country, properties are substantially more affordable than anything in the sea to sky. Of the 16 properties for sale in the area surrounding the district of Lillooet, 15 are for sale for under $1 million. The lowest-priced freehold property is 661 Columbia Street, listed with an asking price of $179,000. This 624 square ft. manufactured home has two bedrooms and some storage space on the bottom level for bikes and kayaks. The house is leased for $1,200 monthly plus utilities until October 31, 2023, and tenants want to stay after it sells. The property was built in 1973 and valued at $100,700, up 38% from the previous year, with the land making up about 75% of the valuation. It has been on the market for more than 103 days. Brelorne. The historic, rapidly growing community of Brelorne has one of the cheapest cottages for sale within the coastal mountains, with 336 Marmot Crescent going for $199,000. The 2,116 square ft. dwelling is advertised as having one bedroom with no bathrooms on a 0.26-acre lot. The abode is within walking distance of the village's pub and museum and has a remarkable view of the historic gold mining town. The property is valued at $181,100, down 2% from the previous year. It last sold in 2012 for $75,000 and has been on the market for over 230 days. While this parcel might sound like a fantastic deal only an hour and a bit north of Pemberton via the Hurley Forest Service Road, it is in the middle of renovations and is being sold as is, where is, so you might have a bit of work to make it your dream home.